And now for the latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about career triumphs, big and small.
Yeah, baby! You can do it!
If you've ever landed on an infomercial channel in the middle of the night, you know this guy. A muscle man with a ponytail working out on an exercise machine called the Gazelle.
How about butt squeeze?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I see you wanted to touch.
That's a good
one. Not this show.
Tony Little, who calls himself America's personal trainer, has been into bodybuilding since he was a teenager. After a knee injury playing football in high school, he was taken off the field and into the weight room.
I wasn't allowed to take gym class because my knee would pop out of joint. I sat down and talked to the principal and said to him, you know, hey, listen, I'm really a physical guy. This is driving me nuts not to have gym class. Is it possible that if I lifted weights, could I get credit for gym class if I was working out? And he made a special exception, and they allowed me to work out for my gym credits. So every day I went to work out and lift weights, and I entered my first contest and won it, and then I entered my second contest, and then I won it. And then right after my second contest, I mean, I was offered sponsorship, and I did become Mr. Florida. So that was pretty cool. I was a favorite for the Mr. America. I forget when it was. No, I think it was 81. Maybe 3 to 5 weeks out from being in it, I was driving, and a loaded school bus ran a red light. It's like everything turned slow motion when you see the yellow, and came right into my door and drugged me a couple hundred yards. And I was more adrenaline freaked out that it was a school bus than anything, so I hopped out of the car and tried to help, and the bus driver locked the door. But in the long run, the driver was charged not only running the red light, but the driver was drunk. I had three herniated discs out of the 5 lower lumbar disc in my back, and I had a vertebrae in my neck, a disc that was protruding, which was hitting the nerves in my right shoulder and arm. I spent 2 years in a little condominium without a job and without training, and you start upping the painkillers and drinking alcohol, and all it was doing was just putting me down, 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 and just getting depressed upon depressed upon depressed. My big break. Watching TV, that's when I saw Jane Fonda.
Are you ready to do the workout?
Yeah! You know, she was starting a revolution of people to start to do group exercise, which I thought was pretty cool. Because she had a video, I wanted a video too, you know.
4, 2, 5.
It got me motivated to go down to the local cable company and see if I could do my own television show at Westinghouse Cable Company. And 15 shows for $5,500, and you can have your own show on TV of 250,000 homes. And I said, okay, I'll do it.
It takes a little sweat, a little determination, and you can change it all. Oh, you can change it all. You're getting brave size.
And then that's when I started, you know, you can do it, you know.
You can do it. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Okay, you got to believe in yourself, man. We only have one shot in life, and you got to make it a solid one. And sometimes it might have to be 100 shots.
Tony Little, America's personal trainer. You don't have to exercise on a gazelle to have a big break. Send us your story at mybigbreak@npr.org.